Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry has made unemployment a campaign issue. On Friday, he chided President Bush for not creating more jobs. That's the day the Labor Department reported that February's unemployment rate remained unchanged at 5.6% and that only 21,000 new jobs have been created last month, far fewer than anticipated. Commerce Secretary Donald Evans spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams about how the administration can best create jobs.
Although the overall economy has improved in recent months, few new jobs have been created. Still, President Bush touts his tax reduction plan as key to any economic turnaround. The president's tax cuts took effect in June 2003, but the economy has lost more than 2 million jobs during his term in office. Commerce Secretary Evans says the Bush economic team still believes tax cuts and free trade will soon jumpstart the job market.
The economy in the last half of 2003 grew at about 6.1%, which is the fastest growth rate in 20 years. Unemployment is below the average of the 1970s. It's below the average of the 1980s. It's below the average of the 1990s. It's below the average of the last 30 years. But that's not good enough. Anytime you've got a single worker that wants a job, that doesn't have a job, we know we've got work to do. We're very optimistic about the direction of the economy. It's clearly strong and clearly getting stronger.
What's unusual is when you have an economy that's growing, as you pointed out, 6% is a pretty strong rate of growth for an economy. It's unusual that then you would have a shrinkage in terms of the workforce, people leaving the workforce. You also have a situation where consumer confidence seems to be dipping. How do you explain these apparently contradictory phenomena?
Well, one, I think consumer confidence is all politics. I think it's kind of the pounding that the Democrats have had a lot of negative things to say about the administration and the president and his policies. And it's just been night after night after night that has had some impact on the confidence. Short term, it won't last. Generally speaking, consumer confidence is increasing, as is investor confidence, as is business confidence. We've seen it growing over the last year or so, and we believe that it will continue to grow.
Well, you had a situation where in the president's economic forecast at one point, they were predicting millions of jobs in terms of growth. The administration then backed off. But what we've seen in February is not even a tenth of the growth that had been forecast.
Well, another encouraging sign, Juan, I would say to you, is layoffs have reduced considerably. And so to see layoffs coming down is very encouraging. That means people that have a job now can feel more secure about the job that they do have. So I can say very comfortably that the job security is up substantially all across America. I don't think that you can put a lot of weight in any one data point, any one month or any 2 months. I think you have to look at the trends of the economy, and it's encouraging that we're now seeing job creation in our economy.
Is there a debate within the administration about outsourcing? Where do you stand on that issue, and where do you think the administration comes
in? Well, where we all stand on it is the loss of any job is regrettable, and you need to stay very focused on those individuals that are going through one of the most painful periods of their life. But the worst thing you can do is pursue a course of economic isolationism. Foreign-owned companies that are in America employ a record number, 6.4 million Americans. 25% of our economy in America is trade-related. And so that means 25% of the jobs are trade-related. The administration is very clear on the kind of policies you pursue to create the conditions for growth. And those are cutting taxes, bringing down costs, as well as making sure you're not pursuing economic isolationism.
Among the Democrats, though, who were running for president, there was a clear call for more protection, especially given the loss of manufacturing jobs. Is the administration, are you going to step up now making the case for free trade?
Absolutely, free and fair trade. American workers can outperform any workers in the world.
But not if they're paid less.
We are the most productive economy in the world. And that's why companies like Toyota, like Honda, like BMW, like Sony, like Nokia continue to come to America and build plants and employ American workers because they know that they can outperform any workers in the world.
So there's no sense that you might lay low on this argument because it's so politicized and apparently unpopular at the moment.
We think the worst possible thing that you could do would be to pursue a path of economic isolationism. That is a prescription to destroy jobs in this country. It's a prescription to lower the standard of living of all the American people.
And on this idea that you have an economy where you have the tax cuts in place, you're trying to make the tax cuts permanent, and yet the job creation hasn't flowed, there are no second thoughts about the strategy on the part of the administration?
Why not at all? I mean, the economic indicators are all very, very powerful and very strong right now. The economy is, it's a very strong economy. The long-term fundamentals look very healthy. We need to stay the course, and that means making the tax cuts permanent.
So when, if somebody out there is listening and said, well, when are these jobs going to come, Mr. Secretary, how would you respond?
Well, they're on their way, as I would respond, that unemployment is lower than it's been for the average of the last 30 years. Job layoffs are down considerably in the last 6, 7, 8 months. I think all of the economic indicators are strong, but we still realize that we've got more work to do in job creation.
And so there's no point at which you would say, you know, if the jobs don't come in 2 months, 3 months, we're going to have to look for some new ideas or shift strategy.
Not shift strategies at all. This economy's got a long track record of the way you grow the economy and create jobs is you cut taxes and you control spending.
All right. Mr. Secretary, thank you for giving us this time.
Yeah, sure, Juan.
Commerce Secretary Don Evans speaking in his office. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.